Blog Talk Radio. guys. Good morning to the West Coast and good afternoon to the East Coast. Guess what? I got the victory on today. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeded on this morning and this afternoon. Oh, it's going down with the Dangerous D's. I am feeling so glorified. Is so magnificent and adventurous and amused and blessed on this morning. God is so good. And this is definitely going to be a good word today. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can also log in me, well, give me like 1 minute. You can log in with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT to listen to me live online while you're running around the house and do your thing, getting your workout on, getting your eat on, cleaning up, whatever that you're doing. Make sure you're feeding your spirit on today. Also, you can check in with me on the live chat. When you get to the page at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, click on the live chat button, and you can come in the chat room and chat it up with me, give me some testimonies, ask me some questions. We going in there. Today is December 16th, 2010. It's Thursday, and we've been talking about preparation all week. And what we today's topic is the dangerous D's. The dangerous D's. Let's talk about some dangerous D's, man. Dangerous D's are doubt, discouragement, and dispiritedness. I say it again, them dangerous D's, y'all. The dangerous D's are doubt. You doubting yourself. You doubting your situation. You doubting the blessing that God is going to bless you on today with. You in your discouragement, you discourage. We get discouraged very, very fastly, especially when things are not looking like, are not looking on the up and up. Also, the dispiritedness. And that can happen. Because just yesterday, my spirit was real weak. Oh, yeah, well, shock, surprise, yeah. Diva Mary Kay's spirit was weak yesterday. But in the midst of it all, I prayed to the Lord, I got down and I prayed to the Lord. And God just revealed to me, just hold on, little sister. Hold on, my child. I got a blessing coming your way. But the first blessing is I'm going to give you the blessing on today for you to realize that this is the day that I have made for you. You should be happy and glad, and then look around you, look at your situation. You are like 150% better than what you was. And I had to get some gratitude on today for that. And after I finished praying and meditating, me and, well, my sister came and asked me, did I want to go out? We had a family night. Yesterday was my family anniversary. Shout out to Keith Mollett, my brother-in-law. We done had our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, he's a good dude, man. Last year, my sister came home from the Army, December the 15th, and that was the first day that I met Keith, when we all hung out together, and he said, this is our family anniversary, and I think that's so sweet. So shout out to him, family anniversaries. I'm definitely going to put that on my calendar. But you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. Shout out to the 973, the 908, the 732, the 616, and the 253 live in the building. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. We talking about some dangerous D's on today. What's the dangerous D's, y'all? The dangerous D's is the doubt. We doubt in ourselves. We doubt in the situation. We doubt in the blessing. The discouragement. We get discouraged when we don't get that job. We get discouraged when we don't get that money from that school. We get discouraged when the money don't meet the bills at the end of the day. Also, the last D that I wanted to go into, and I think it's so relevant, is the dispiritedness. Dispiritedness, and yes, it's the word, y'all, D-I-S-P-I-R-I-T-E-D-N-E-S-S, dispiritedness. I got full lips, so I probably said kind of funny, but anywho, dispiritedness, that means your spirit, you get discouraged, like, Your spirit get weak, it get discouraged. And yesterday that happened to me on today. But you want to know what I did in the midst of the storm, y'all, in the midst of them feelings, in the midst of being aggy and aggravated and depressed. I was depressed a little bit. I prayed. I said, well, Lord, whatever you have for me, let me be patient and wait on it, and you'll reveal it in your time. That's what we got to do, y'all. When your mate getting on your nerves, your kids getting on your nerves, the situation, somebody dying on you, you got some people hating on you, your boss is just being just extra new. God, whatever God has for you, it's yours. So can't nobody take it. I'm so glad that, man, I tell y'all, call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you're on the live right now, press the 1 button so I know you want to come in live in the building and give your testimony and some encouragement on today. Because we can encourage others, but we have to encourage ourselves first. And it's so important. I know it is. God is so good and he's available. We're going to go to the hotlines, 973-666. You're live in the building on Diva Spot Radio. ENT, we getting our spiritual feeding on. What's your name and where you calling from?
This Black, calling from North New Jersey. What up, Ab?
Al Black, what's going on? Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. I'm so glad you're in the building on today, man. Black has definitely been a long time ago, man. What's going on, Black? Holla at us, holla at us.
What's going on, my man? I just was calling to let you know I'm listening, and, you know, I could be going through one of them V's right now and be real depressed, but, you know, I'm always upbeat no matter what I'm going through in this world, and I'm actually going through a whole lot right now, so, you know, I always try to keep a smile on my face no matter what's going on, because in the end, it's all going to work out one way or the other.
And we done been through it. Man, we done been through it. But I have to be thankful. I have to be thankful. Thankful on today. Be thankful for the hard times, because a lot of times, you know, God sends trouble our way to move us to high lands. I was saying that yesterday. You know, a lot of us, we comfortable with our position, but Black, sometimes we started out as goldfish. Now we sharks. We don't fit in those bowls no more.
Yeah.
It's time to move on. Go ahead.
I mean, people got to realize, like, you can't control everything. There's some things you can control and some things you can't. Like, if you start dwelling on things you can't control, that's why we get depressed. That's why we go through all the other D's that you named, because we trying to control stuff that's out of our control. Control what you can control and let what God going to handle be handled by God.
I know, that's right. How funny is it that we run around trying to be Jesus Juniors, though?
In a way, you're supposed to be. You know, I'm not a religious person, you know what I mean? I just believe in God. But, you know, I've read the Bible, and it's saying in the Bible that you should like yourself to children, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's what children do. They imitate, they copy. But, I mean, even children know when to fall back off of certain things. You get what I'm saying? Even children know when to fall back. When it's too much. I mean, that's why it say be like children. Children go about their day. They can fight with each other. 5 minutes later, they friends again. You know, they don't worry about every little thing. You know, they carefree. No matter what's going on in their life, they carefree and they try to stay happy. They use their imagination when they ain't got much. And that's basically what it is. I mean, and it's crazy because I actually just got this from Tyler Perry. From that last plate, it's crazy.
Shout out to Tyler Perry, man. He definitely went through.
My mother said, "What's up, Ab? She in the car with me right now."
Oh, shout out to Mom Dukes. How you doing, Diva?
Yeah, how you doing, Diva?
Oh, wow.
I'm fine. I'm on my way to the doctor, Google.
I know that's right. That's it.
I mean, people just got to fall back, man, and let God take control of what he's going to take control of. Well, I say he for lack of a better word. But let God control what God can control, and you control your half, and things will work themselves out. And even if it goes bad for you, maybe that's God showing you and leading you in a certain way. Like, that had to go bad for you to get where you're going for it to be good. So,
oh, my God, Black, you is preaching my word. You are saying, yo, you reaching my word. You reaching my sermon, my lesson on today. That is crazy. God is so good. Like, everything that you saying right now, from the time that you got on this call to what you just said, even when it's going bad, God may be teaching you a blessing. A lesson. Oh, wow. You just summed it up all in one. I'm gonna say it still. You just teach my servant, and I like what you said. And I a lot of times people, you know, sometimes our situations, we be like, this is too hot to handle, man. I just want to give y'all a scripture real fast. This is the scripture for the show today. It's coming from Mark chapter 11, verse 23. It says, "Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thy removed, and be thy cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath said shall come to pass, he shall have whosoever he said it." That's Mark 11. And the reason why I say to this, I went to the scripture, is because if you got faith in God and you believe that God is going to work all things out, first of all, your spirit, your faith got to be stronger than your will. That's one. Your faith has to be stronger than your will. You got to believe at all times that God is going to work it out. And if it's some bad stuff or some stuff going on with you that's happening to you right now, it's on-the-job training. See, God is preparing you for something bigger. You think you're the only one that's been homeless? You think you're the only one that's been jobless? You think you're the only one that's been weapons formed against you by your friends, a.k.a. to turn into enemies? You think you're the only one that's been hungry, broke, in an addiction? You ain't the only one. But you got to stand on that faith, y'all. We got to stand on that faith. And sometimes we be like, look, this situation right here is too hot to handle. It is too hot to handle. I can't do it. Oh, Lord. And then we start going on, first of all, God knew who we was before we even got here. That's one. But we start making our own paths and doing our own things and walking in our own way. We done got off a track. And then all of a sudden we fall down into this big dark hole. And now we like, God, save me, save me, save me. I'm going to say it to y'all like this. We going into a new year. Everybody got this new year resolution. I'm going to save more money. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to spend more time with my family. Let's try this. This is a public service announcement. For the new year, not even for the new year, for the new day, for today, for the new minute, do it like this. God first, family second, career third. I'm going to say that again. God first, family second, career third. Because if you put God first, your family and your career are going to be taken care of. You got to encourage yourself on today, man. And big shout out to Newark, New Jersey. The law enforcement system has not always been great over there, but they just lost about 125 cops, man. It's over. Orange, New Jersey just lost about 14. They shut down about Essex County. They shut down about, 14 firehouses, and they fired or let go 125 cops. That's a bad situation. It may get better. I take that back. It may get better over there in Essex County. Because it was a lot of confusion, right? It may get better. And it was a lot of confusion with the police system over there. And now the houses are getting closed, but people are out of jobs. And just like Black said, you know, if some bad stuff is happening, it could be to the good. Because the community does not have any respect for the law system over there, for the police. I don't think a lot of places do, but, you know, now they got to step into the bad side. Now they got to take the mean ride. It is what it is, man. We getting the spiritual feeding on you. Now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can log in with me live, listen to me live on live. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, if Black, shout out to you, you going to get the text. I have to thank everybody right now for all they love and support, because we are now at, I was looking at the report after the show was over, I can get the report of how many people been listening in to the show. We are at 2,743 people listening to Diva Spot Radio ENT. The show has been rocking for about 6 months, and we have got almost to the 3,000 mark. So shout out to y'all, and much diva love to all of y'all. And I just thank everybody for supporting the show, man. It has been such a blessing. I'm going hard. I went from one show on Saturday to 6 days a week, 5 different shows. So I just want to give a big round of applause to all of y'all. It's definitely been a blessing. Everybody been spreading the word. I'm about to get into some of this music, and I got some hot stuff for y'all. My arsenal is crazy. And Black, I got you on mute right now, but I'm definitely going to link up with you later on today, because I need to get some more new music for Frontline Fridays. We got a lot of producers and labels, and it's going to be crazy for the new year. But, I see something right here. Sometimes we need this seat right here, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on today. Let's go, man.
Friendly.
Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live in the building on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on today, y'all, because there's too many of these weak little spirits out here. But we're talking about them dangerous D's on today. The dangerous D's is doubt, discouragement, and dispiritness, man. We face so many doubts, and we doubt ourselves so many times out here in the world, and we doubt our success and our careers, and then we give up on our dreams. We get smooth give up on our dreams and let somebody else make us give up on our dreams. But we're talking about that on today, and this is what I am encouraging y'all today to do. It's with God first, family second, and career third. Shout out to Flo from Flo's Diva Closet. That's another one. You know, very powerful woman, very spiritual woman, doing her thing, raising her babies, running her business and making it happen. Y'all make sure y'all go to www.flowsdivacloset.com and step your game up for the wintertime. They got some great stuff. She got good stuff. Oh, and I just love her spirit, period. I just love her spirit, I just love who she is, and I've been blessed with God to send me people that's always in good spirit, always in good spirit. But we're talking about the dangerous D's on today. I want to give y'all a little story time, y'all. But it's so great because all of us is going through this, so everybody can relate. It goes like this. It says, how did I get into this situation? April asked herself. This job is literally killing me. For years she had prayed for a perfect job. Yet, either she worked at a job she loved and was paid too little, or she hated the job but was paid well. Her last job was great, but the pay was low. Now, April loves the pay but hates the work that causes her ulcers and panic attacks. She remembered praying after her interview, Lord, this job sounds perfect. If it is your will, Lord, please allow them to select me, Lord. Father God. You know, she said, Lord, if it is your will, just allow them to select me. I think this job is perfect for me, God. I think this is going to be the one right here. But I know that if it's not for me, then the perfect situation is waiting. But I want this one. Now, I like what she said. She said, Lord, if this your will, you know, let it be. But, you know, I know if it's not for me, then there's a perfect situation waiting. Just because you don't get one thing does not mean that there's not something perfect and something relevant that God has waiting on you. I love that. That's where that doubt come in. That doubt come in. You start doubting yourself. You start doubting what's going on. I love it because it's shout out to 848 live in the building. Shout out to John. We're talking about some dangerous D's The dangerous D's on today, we're talking about with the spiritual feeding is doubt, discouragement, and dispiritness. And we all go through this. But right now, we're talking about April right now. And it says, April, she remembered praying after her interview, "Lord, this job sounds perfect. If it is your will, please allow them to select me. I know that if it's not for me, then the perfect situation is waiting. But I really want this one." Now, be clear, God answered. God answered to April's prayers for her to get a job. You know, she accepted it as a blessing from the Lord. At first, she was excited about the job. She arrived early and she stayed late. She even offered to take on more responsibilities. But, y'all, she soon realized that her hard work was wearing on her and her family. Her boys was already asleep by the time she got home, and she was sleeping very little. We all want jobs. We all want success. We all want it. But then that's why a lot of people say, be careful what you pray for. Be careful what you ask the Lord for. Like, let's be clear on what we ask the God for, because he answered April prayers. But this job was causing her to have ulcers and panic attacks because she was going in. Now she reaping the benefits. She getting good pay, but her boys is already asleep when she get home, and she was getting little sleep. But in her mind, she was saying, but if she quit her job, she worried that her family would suffer financially. You know, the career she had worked so hard for would suffer, and she would never get another job that paid as well. Doubt. There it is, that big, ugly D, the doubt. But it's always a backup system. You always got somebody in your corner, whether it's your mate, your family, your cousin, your best friend, your sister, your brother. It's always somebody there. In April, she had some encouragement, too. Her husband was very supportive of her staying in her job because he enjoyed all the things her money helped them buy. You know, but she was not happy. She was in over her head. Her job situation was now too hot to handle. Too hot to handle. Sometimes we get into these situations and they too hot to handle. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me with money. Lord, bless me with a job. Lord, bless me with this. Lord, bless me with that. And we get it and the situation be too hot to handle. So what happens when it gets too hot to handle? We start getting that doubt. We start getting discouraged, and then we start getting dispirited. We were so happy and excited, even with joining the service. Shout out to all my soldiers. Shout out to all my soldiers. Everybody from the Army to the military to the Navy, oh man, to the Air Force. Shout out to them because I'm getting a more clear understanding of the whole situation with the military and the families, the things that they suffer when their husbands go over there. It is a good percentage, and I don't want to speak it because you know when we are children of God, so our words are strong. But it is a percentage that may not come back. I was just reading on Facebook. Shout out to Jennifer. She was giving some love to an Army wife. You know, they found out that her husband was killed in Afghanistan and the baby was just born 5 days old. 5 days old. 5 days. So shout out to everybody there. And I'm pretty sure she's feeling some discouragement right now. And, you know, even though the financially the wives are taken care of, but ain't nothing like having that person in your life. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Not only do we got to encourage ourselves, but we got to encourage each other on today. And if you're on the line right now, press the 1 button so I can bring you live in the building so you can give your testimony and encourage somebody on today. Because at the end of the day, it's really not about us. It's about us being a tool to be used for God. I'm so glad that Black came live in the building, Brick City. Shout out to Brick City. Black came live in the building today, and he told us, you know, sometimes when a situation is bad, you got to learn something from it. It's not always bad. I'm going to open the line back up to Black. Black, can you hear me? Hold on. Black, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to open you back up. But I like what Black said today about encouraging yourself. You got to encourage yourself, and when troubles come your way, don't feel no type of way that you got troubles coming your way and you feeling some type of way. I love it, the whole saying, this is for y'all. In order to fight the demons in the world, you have to fight the demons within the inside. I went out with the family last night, and we went to go see Nadia. But one of the wizards was saying, you know, in order to fight the demons outside in the world, you have to fight the demons in the inside. That doubt, that discouragement, that dispiritness, you got to fight it. You definitely got to fight it. I got you back, Black. I hear you.
Yeah, what's going on, Ev? I had to hang up and call back. But yeah,
oh, that's all right.
I mean, it's crazy because, you know, we just found out my mother got cancer or whatever. And, you know, she's not, even the nurse said that she's very surprised at how upbeat my mother is. She said this is the first person that she said found out they have breast cancer, and she come in and they be upbeat as they are. And my mother, she's worried about it, but she's been trying to keep she's kept a very positive attitude. We still joke and laugh with each other like we always used to. You know, I'm a sarcastic person, so, you know, I try to keep what happened, but she keep herself moving, and, you know, that's like, things like that, I could be down on myself, like, you know, why did it have to happen now? Why did it have to happen to my mother? But, you know, she make me take it a view of, if she going to fight, then I'm going to fight. You know, I've even taken steps to start trying to stop smoking. You know, I smoke cigarettes back to back. You know, I had about 4 cigarettes in the last 2 weeks, so.
Good job.
So,
good,
you know,
job. I'm working on that too.
You know, but.
I'm working on that,
I mean,
too, yes.
That's something I could be very depressed about. It's something she definitely could be very depressed about, but I take it as maybe this happened because all of us need to stop smoking. I got 3 kids. You know, I don't want to put them in a position at 15 to 16 years old to have to be looking at me like, because I'm about to go from cancer or whatever. So, you know, I think it's unfair to put that burden on them when I could just take steps right now and nip it in the bud and be there for them when they really need me in them years when they gonna need that advice and, you know, need their father really. They need me now, but they really don't need me.
You
know,
definitely right about that. And you definitely right about that, because what I come to realize, and especially with the weight that I have lost, and I just picked up cigarettes again like a week or two ago, but when I wasn't smoking them cigarettes, and what you put into your body, first of all, the body is a temple. It's an investment. It's the house. Whatever you put into the house or whatever you put in, it's like lasagna, it's layers. Whatever you put into it is the outcome that's going to come later. And that's why we got to go back to this organic state of things, natural. That's why I like OG coffee, Organo Gold coffee. Yo, you got to try this coffee. I love Organo Gold coffee, and they got the coffee, they got the black coffee, the latte, the tea, and the cocoa. But you can go to m.hargrove.com and m.hargrove.organogold.com and get that coffee and that tea. It's great. But we got to start getting back to a natural state of things. Start eating more turkey. Start eating more fish. Start eating more protein. My sister just introduced me to this 14-day vegetable and fruit diet. And I ain't mad, because I think about it back in the day, you know, back in biblical times, they didn't really slay the animals like that. I mean, they had some meat, don't get me wrong, but everything was like grains and fruits and berries. And I've come to find out that I like iceberg lettuce, but romaine lettuce, it has antioxidants in it. And the antioxidants is not only good for the body, but it's good for the skin. How y'all think all those celebrities and whatnot, just not saying that they use all plastic surgeon or these serums and stuff, they eat healthy food that agrees with the body. The romaine lettuce has antioxidants in it. The antioxidants is what keep the skin more fresh and healthy. You know, like how a child has a smooth and like firm face. That's because the skin is still young. The elastic of the skin, they have good elastic in their skin. A good protein. It has to start to stretch as they got older. But yeah, you're definitely right about that, Black. I want to be able to, you know, be there for my son and be available for him and pass the time and see my grandkids. It's sad that a lot of us, we not seeing our grandkids. We dying off. Exercise, walk. If you can't run, walk a mile. Each and every day. Get your shimmy on. Get your fast pace on. It's so, so important that we take care of our bodies, man. But we got to take care of our spirits first. Because that doubt and that discouragement and that dispiritness is going to kill you. I'm letting you know right now, it's going to kill you. And I'm not going to front like I haven't been discouraged or I haven't had doubt or I haven't had dispiritness. Yesterday I was a little bit depressed. I was going through because I was looking at it like, man, I'm rocking with the show 6 days a week. And Diva Mary Kay is about to take a vacation, y'all. Come Monday, I will be on vacation for a whole week. A whole week. And I need to take that time for me. We got to take time for ourselves. Because me doing the show, it did take from my family. My family was going out yesterday. They was doing some family stuff, and I was feeling some type of way because, you know, I was about to do this show. But then I thought about it like, wait a minute, I'm the boss. I can do this show later. Let me go spend some time with my family. And Lord knows my son need that attention more than anything. Shout out to my son Makashi Rod. I love you, man. That's my heart. That's my everything. And we got to start really respecting, you know, our kids. And I'm not just saying respect them by not talking to them crazy, whatever, but give them the time that they deserve. These kids deserve the time because we be dealing with the doubt in our situation, our financial situation, you know, our educational situation. We got doubts and past year doubts for years that we still dealing with, but the kids take the back burner. Just like the Lord take the back burner. A lot of times we feel like because we provide food, shelter, and clean clothes, and provide for their education that everything is all coochie crunch. No. It takes more than that. It's the time. It's the love. It's the concern. That's what them kids need. They need our hugs. They need our love because they see so much evil going on in the world each and every day. And just like we looking and shaking our heads, they looking and shaking their heads too like, man, it's crazy out here. My neighborhood crazy. Kids is dying. Their peers is dying around them. We all went through it. And our kids are depressed, y'all. But just like Black said, we gonna fight. We got to fight. We got to fight together. We got to fight with ourselves. You got to fight the demon in the inside first in order to fight the demons on the outside. You got to fight yourself. When you tempted to smoke a cigarette, to smoke a blunt, to store some coke, to smoke some dip, you got to fight with yourself. You have to fight. You got to stay strong. You got to fight them temptations and them demons because but the devil, like, you know what, I got him. Got him. Why would he not going to come to you and try to tempt you with something that you not and or that you don't like. He going to come to you with something that you weak for. Mm-mm. We got to fight. Oh, this is a song by Jennifer Hudson. We gonna fight. I'm gonna play that right now, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or listen to me live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Let's get it, man, because we gonna fight. I got my hands up.
That we've been through, we should give it up. Why sweat and cry, just leave and make it easy. I told them it would hurt me worse, but they just don't believe.
Locked up there, broke, overdrawn.
Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, and I'm going to fight, y'all. I'm going to fight for y'all. I'm going to keep praying each and every day. I'm going to keep building up my spirit, and I'm going to keep chasing the Lord. Do not despise or do not be mad at the chastening of the Lord. Or today, we're talking about them dangerous deeds, them doubts. The dangerous deeds on today is doubt, discouragement and dispiritedness. That is what will tear you down. But we got to fight, y'all. We got to fight for love. No matter what situation is, no matter what weapons is being formed against you, no matter where you're going, if you're depressed right now, don't feel depressed. Fight. If you doubt in the situation right now or doubting yourself, fight. If your spirit all jacked up and you being doubtful with your spirit, fight, man. Keep fighting. Because the good thing about a good fight is you can come back, you can come up out of that fight. And if your faith is stronger than your will, you ain't got to worry about nobody trying to get at you or you dying. Because you covered by the blood. You covered by the blood. God got you. No matter what. No weapons formed against you. God said it. God said it. No weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work, y'all. You got to remember that. I have some doubt, too. But the good thing about it is I build up my spiritual muscle. So when I get that doubt, I know to fall down on my knees and on my face and say, Father God, just for today, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for my trials and tribulations right now. I know that it's something in this right now that I need to learn. I know that it's something in this situation, in this storm right now that I need to learn. But I'm going to let you drive my car, Lord. That's how you get back. Get back on it. Don't be shivering all up in the corner. Kick up. It's time to kick up on doubt. It's time to kick up on discouragement. And it's time to kick up on dispiritedness. We were talking about April on today about the blessing. She was going for a job. You know, it was always it's either she got the right job or she got a good job and it paid her less. Or either she got a job that she hated and paid her more. See, there's something to be learned in the situation in spite of. And that's what we got to understand on the day. It's something to be learned in the situation in spite of. We can't just start doing things on our own and saying, look, this is what I want, Lord. This is what I should have. That's what y'all think? Y'all supposed to have this? Somebody call me up right now at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And tell me what grace and mercy is. I need to know who really listening. Call me up right now, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I need y'all to tell me what grace and mercy is. It's so important that we know exactly what grace and mercy is. I'm looking right now through my phone book, and because we got about 6 minutes left in top of the first hour, and I did this before, Power of Prayers hour, but I'm looking through my phone. I'm going to be calling somebody up today just to pray over them. Because somebody need prayer, man. It ain't about us each. It's, you know, a lot of times we be stuck on us. What about me? What about what I want? What about what I need? What about what's best for me? We be caught up with the I, pointing a finger. What about me? What about you? And I have to say that to myself too, y'all. What about you? What about you, Ed? Why do you feel like you're supposed to be getting some special privileges? Because you love the Lord? Because you're using yourself as a tool to spread the good word? Is that why you should be able to get some stuff on today? Is that why it's supposed to be about you? Nah, I doubt it. I definitely doubt that. Let's get into this. I want to say this to y'all, and it's very important. And those who listen in, don't take this offensive, because basically it is what it is. You know, you want to be celibacy and wholeness, y'all. I wanted to talk on that celibacy and wholeness. I think it's very, very important that we talk about that, because with these relationships, God, we all jacked up. But I wanted to, it's important, you know, for us to examine our beliefs about ourselves. And you know what I say? It's important to examine your beliefs about yourself. You know, ladies, as a beautiful woman of many colors, you know, you have a place and a purpose on this earth, ladies. And as Christians, you know, you have a destiny. We all know, you know, your focus should be, you know, first and foremost on the kingdom of heaven, man. Matthew says, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what you should be seeking first. You know, concentrate on being the best Christian you can be. Just try to be, just not even try, just concentrate on it. Because we're going to take try out of our vocabulary. We're going to take that out. You know, concentrate on being the best Christian that you can be. And what happened is you fail, you know, at times, but you will also have triumphs. You're going to fail, but you're going to have triumphs, so don't worry about it. You know, God wants us to be whole and to value ourselves as he values us. God definitely. You know, for many of us, that this requires, you know, a new way of thinking about ourselves. We're going to have to transform completely. Like, completely. Or you know, our past is over. How you going to move into your future and you living in your past? Each day, you know, we can start afresh each and every day. You can start off fresh. Sometimes, you know, we have to take baby steps to achieve our goals. And it's okay. It's okay. You take baby steps to achieve your goals. You know, but at the end of the day, we still get there. It don't matter if you're taking a big step, a little step, a baby step. You still get there, y'all. And look at it like this. There is no sin too bad for God to forgive. Do your sins, you know. I mean, I have to say it again, man. There is no sin too bad that God can't forgive. Do your sins, be a scarlet, man. They shall be as white as snow. It's a scripture that says that. Isaiah 1:18, it says, through your sins be as scarlet, that shall be as white as snow. Being celibate can bring about a wholeness, y'all, and confidence that you never experienced. I mean, for real. You can really start to see a lot of things being clear. You can bring a wholeness in yourself and confidence in yourself. And if we do as Paul says, Paul said to us, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's Romans 12:1. The sacrifice of our physical desires, you know, is a way to honor God. Christians are required to sacrifice things that humans hold dear. For real. Some people hold sex and money dearly. Why do these sacrifices seem unreasonable at times, but they strengthen our faith. Being celibate strengthens your faith. Being celibate brings a wholeness about you, and I have to say this to ladies and men, because the emotions don't come in and they don't really tie in into, you know, with one or two of us into a, you know, when you're not physical with somebody, or when you're not going through, when you're able to see them without the physical part of it, you can look at them without how they make you feel sexually. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, seriously, you really get the respect and look at the person for who they really are. And love them for who they really are, not how they make you feel in the inside. Not how they make you feel on the physical level. And then sometimes it can be an eye-opener. I'm not having sex with this person no more, and I get to really see that this person is crazy. This person got issues. choose. This person really don't want what's best for me. This person don't really, you know, have my best interest. This person is not job-oriented. They're not family-oriented. They're not looking to go nowhere. They just stuck in their old ways. It's time to slow down, y'all. Because once you start getting, and once you realize that after you're not, you being celibate or you're not physically involved with that person no more, you're going to start to doubt that person. You're going to start to doubt their ability and their position in your future and in your children's future. And you may get discouraged. You're going to get discouraged, like, look, I've been rocking with this person 2-3+ years, and they still on the same mess. And that person, you probably realize that that person has been bringing your spirit down and having you dispirited. On today, man, we just got to watch out for them dangerous D's. The dangerous D's is the doubt, the discouragement, and the dispiritedness, man. You got to slow down. You got to slow down on today. I can't give it to you no more raw. I can only give you, you know, what God is presenting to me. Purity, man. Let's talk about purity within ourselves. You know, Jesus gave himself for us. He gave himself to us that he might redeem us from all inequity and purify, you know, unto himself as a pillar people, zealous of God's work. You know, he knew clear. He gave himself for us that through the motives our motives was not pure, man. Only through the grace of God and his salvation is it possible for us to repent of our sins and of our selfishness and do good to others. Only through the grace of God. You know, with the hand of Jesus guiding us, guiding our life's works, not just our life's works. Just our life's work, because we so shocked, you know, all caught up in our life and whatnot, our life's work can truly be beautiful, man. Let's think about it. As we carefully listen to the voice of God, you know, whispering in our ear with God talking to you, then we go forward and fulfill his plan and his purpose for our lives. God doesn't always call equipped. He doesn't always call the equipped, man. But he does equip the call. Listen to that, y'all. God doesn't always call the equipped, but he does equip the call. And when I came onto the show, I started doing the spiritual feeding, and my spirit is just as healthy and as charged as it was before. I love that because a lot of us think that we got to be ordained, we got to be pastors, we got to be deaconess, We start doubting, like, you know, I'm not in the church, or I ain't no pastor, I'm not a preacher, I'm not this, I'm not that. I can't be preaching and teaching the word of God. I can't be a disciple. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You want to tell everybody the good news of the Lord. You want to tell everybody how good it is. But in order for you to do that, you know, you got to start spiritually feeding yourself. And just talk on your spirit. Whatever your spirit is moving, whatever God is moving and trying to get through to you, he's giving you a power charge. Talk about him. Tell people about him. Go run and tell everybody, man. Like, I'm for real. Go run and tell everybody about how good God is and how happy it is that you went through the suffering. To suffer is to be blessed, and to be blessed is to find the understanding in the suffering. How you going to be blessed if you ain't suffer nothing? You ain't go through nothing. Jesus didn't get blessed because he suffered. He went through, he bared to the very end. And when I say that and when I think about what Jesus gave for us and what he suffered, man, I realize that I'm really not going through a lot. I'd have been through, don't get me wrong. I still go through to this day. But I'm thankful. I'm very thankful. I'm thankful what God has done on today and what has he revealed to me spiritually. Spiritually. That's the most part about it, what he revealed to me spiritually. And the celibacy that I have been experienced once in my life. I still go through feelings. I'm still feeling some type of way. Don't get me wrong. But it's making me more of a wholesome woman. It's giving me another chance. I did get another chance. Don't get me wrong. But I'm able to see a lot of things more clear as far as this whole relationship physical thing. I'm able to stand on my ground as a woman, as a queen. I'm not playing around no more. Because at the end of the day, if somebody loves you, they're going to show up to go up. Because your mate will talk your ear. They will talk you into believing. They will talk you. It'd be a bunch of talk at the end of the day. See, I need action. Somebody can talk your ear, talk you into a good talk. Yeah, I can do this. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. But you don't move until they make you something happen. And you come to realize when it's time to move and when it's time to get to the get down and when it's time to make that step, they struggling. When you need their help the most with the biggest things, they struggling. They not ready. They not prepared. And as that being your mate, you feel some type of way, you get some disappointment. That's another dangerous D. Disappointment. I thought she was ready. I thought he was ready. I'm coming in half with my end, and he ain't coming in half with his end. Or she ain't coming in half with her end. That's why it's so important that, you know, first of all, you respect the body. It's a temple. And once you remove that physical part out of your relationship, then you will be able to see that person a lot more clearly. Men and women. That's just how that's going to go. You may be able to review some beautiful things about them, or you may see some things about them that is not cool at all. But it's all right, because on the day, you got to get up, get out, and get something. Let's talk about those. We talk about the dangerous D's. Let's talk about the positive G's. Get up, get out, and get something. Because after the show, I'm already up, but I'm getting out, and I'm going to go get something. Because I have come to realize all my life I've been a very independent person. And it has been hard for me to depend on somebody else. And I try to put myself in the position to depend on someone else, but it just ain't working out for me. The only person I'm going to be dependent on today and forever is the Lord. God had a conversation with me last night. He sat me down. I'm so thankful that I can hear God now, because I remember back in the day I couldn't hear nothing the Lord was saying at all, because I was caught up in the world and everything else that was going on and around it. But we're going to get into this music. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on as we do each and every day. Diva is about to take a vacation real soon, but Diva want more. So I'm going to get into the song straight off the Dream Girls album. Shout out to Eddie Murphy for I Meant You No Harm. And y'all make sure y'all listen for the drop of this song, because I love this song. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can reach at listen to me live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT.
never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the words got in my way. Never said goodbye. I love you. I love you. But I meant you no harm. I never, never meant to make you cry. You are the only one I'll ever love in my life.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Can't do it. I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me, bop, bop, bop it out of be bop, 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 jazz, bass man, come on up, one, two, three, hit me, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor, one, two, three, hit it.
Tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on, and Jimmy got soul. I love that drop right there. And I actually love the song. I was surprised to see that Eddie Murphy can sing. But Eddie Murphy is definitely multi-talented, and he definitely deserves the palette, man. But I like how the song came on. He said, I meant you no harm. I never meant to make you cry. You in my life. And he was lying. And he was singing to two chicks. He was singing to his wife out in the crowd. And he was singing to Sherelle and backstage. But, you know, we play that game. We do that. You know, we play that game. We say one thing. You can't love two people. You can't have a divided heart. And I have to say that as well, too, because just because you can't have a divided heart and relationships, you can't have a divided heart with the Lord. You got to make a decision. There is no divided heart. There is no divided love with the Lord. It's either you love him or you're not. It's either you faithful or you're not. It's either you're going to be with me or you're not. And the same thing, if you're having that problem with your mate, you need to have, you know, God is saying the same thing to you. It's either you're going to be faithful to me, be with me, support me, love me, encourage me, be there for me, or you not. Point blank, period. And that's how God feels as well. You either want to love me or you not. You either want to rock with me or you not. You can't love, you can't put all your love and trust him and wake up to this man worshiping him every day, and you don't give me the honor and the glory. I made it available for you. I made it possible. You know, and I had somebody of a different faith and religion. He was saying, like, how could you worship a God you know, that act like that? How could you worship a jealous God? How could you worship somebody that, you know, basically felt like if you ain't worshiping them, then you against them? I said, I understand because I feel the same way. I don't want nobody to love me part-time. This ain't part-time love. I definitely want my husband. First of all, I want my husband to love God more than he loves me. And it's a few reasons for that, because first, I always want him to be in connection, in tune with the Lord. Our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, I want him to be in tune with him. I want his heart and his mind to be in tune with him. Because one of the benefits of your mate being in tune with the Lord is you really won't have to worry about the worldly things of life. You won't have to worry about him, you know, hurting you verbally, hurting you physically, going out there cheating and carrying on, because he is a man of respect. He is a man of honor. He is following in God's steps. God is a man of honor. He loves you in spite of, no matter what the situation is, God loves you. And he going to understand that the love that God has for us, that God wants the same thing, God, like Samuel. Samuel, he desired for his people what God desired for his people. And it's so, so very important. We're going to go to the hotlines and open up the lines. On today, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're talking about them dangerous D's on today. We're talking about doubt, discouragement, and dispiritedness. And I definitely want to get your opinion on these dangerous D's. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your opinion. We got the girl Shawnee live in the building from Brick City. Shawnee, what's going on?
Hey, girl.
Hey, mama, what's going on? I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. It was a little loud on the bus or whatever. How you doing?
I
just tuned in, so you got to tell me what y'all talking about.
Oh, no problem. We talking about the dangerous D's, Shawnee. The dangerous D's on today is doubt, discouragement, and dispiritness. Sometimes we get real doubtful about things. We get doubtful about our education, our schooling, our financial, our jobs, our home. We start getting discouraged and we don't do what we used to do. And then our spirits start to get dispirited. Like we get real depressed with things. So I definitely want to get your opinion on that today, those dangerous D's, man.
Dangerous D's, negativity. If you think negative, that's exactly what you're going to get. Negativity. I always stay positive. I at least try to smile at least 3 times a day and always push myself to do what I think I cannot do. Because then if I accomplish it, the only one I'm surprising is myself. So stay positive. Stay positive. Like in January, I'm going to start a school for CNA training. And I'm doubtful about it because I don't got the stomach for it at all. So I'm doubtful about that. But I know I'll be able to do it. I just doubt if I can handle it. So any advice, y'all can give it to me.
Oh, well, you know I went through my CNA, and I'm going to school after February for medical assistant. But CNA, you know, it's not that bad. CNA, you know, it's taken care of. It's certified nurses assistants. Most likely you'll be working in a hospital, or you'll be working in a nursing home, or you'll be working in somebody's home. And you have to love it. Like, I know you love people, but I love helping the elderly. I love watching. Now, it's just like your mother or your father or your grandfather or your grandmother. Yes, you may have to change their
bowel movement.
They're free. Yeah, bowel movement, they're brief. But it ain't all about wiping butts, man. You know, the same way we go from being a child to a baby, you know, from a baby to getting older, that's what's going to happen to us. So you want to look at it like this. You got to clean their dentures. You got to make sure, and you got to evaluate them, too. It ain't just all wiping butts. When they're eating, you want to make sure they're not choking or they're not having problems swallowing, because that can be leading to they're having a stroke or something, or they're going through some type of hypertension and they got a fever. You want to check their skin. You want to check their skin and make sure that it's not turning different colors or whatever the case may be, because that can be a sign of an infection coming. Bed sores on their back, on their feet, gout on their feet. You taking care of them. But it's a great job, and the good thing about being a CNA, you always got a job. You know?
This is why I always got a job. Because right now what I do is I'm a receptionist for an assisted living facility. So I got my foot in the door. And prior to that, I was working with quality health care, and I was working with home health aides, LPNs, and RNs. So I kind of got the feel of it, of what they do and how they do it. I just, I'm going to say germophobic. I don't know. My mother told me, I want to hear something funny. Let me tell you what my mother told me. I know I'm just so random. My mother tells me, I was telling her about, don't put me in a nursing home or whatever. Make sure nobody, you know, puts me in a nursing home, because it's not a great atmosphere. You see a lot of people mistreating others. You see a lot of aides who don't care, or they'll just be like, oh, well, fuck it, it's nothing, whatever the case might be. And my mother was like, you know what, I'm going to put you in a nursing home, because the last time she was like, because you'll be the one to put me in a nursing home. She was like, you're so evil.
At the end of the day, with the nursing home situation, man, you do get a lot
of
stuff going on.
It's bad.
It's bad. It's very bad. You get people that don't care, but God sees all things. What is done in the dark always comes to the light. And if you're going to be working, and being a CNA doesn't mean you always working at a nursing home. You can work at the hospital, and you can also work in the in-home care. You can be a companion. A lot of older people don't need you to wipe their butt. They don't really
want you to tell you the truth.
They can't do it on their own. But some situations, if it's CNA and home health aides, you go and you cook and you clean for them. They need assistant. It's assisted living. So, you know, I want all the daughters and the mothers and the sons and the aunts and uncles, think about it before you put your family into these nursing homes. And for all of us out here, and I love it, shout out to Black again. You know, take care of your bodies right now. Take care of the temples. Take care of the temples, because you never know, you know, whatever you put into it now is what's going to come out of later. And you don't want to have nobody having to wash you up and take care of you and get the attitude and hitting and beating on you for days. You don't want that. So what I encourage you on today is just to, you know, be real with it, Shawnee. If you in it for the care, and if you in it to further your career, you're in it to win it, then do it. But if you're not in it to win it, do not do it. Find something that you really, that you would do for free.
I don't even know what I want to make my career. And I think that's just the first step. I think I'm only taking the CNA training because I've seen that my sister did it, and it's kind of like another resort. Like, it's something that I can always fall back on, because for as long as you keep your license up to date, someone's willing to hire you. You know, so I think it's just something I can fall back on. So when I do find what I'm going to make my career, I am going to let you know.
That's what's up. Well, we definitely make sure you tune in to the women's. I'm taking a vacation. Diva Mary Kay is going on a vacation Saturday, so the next show will air in another week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a whole week of vacation because it's time for me to get back to
family. I know you ain't taking
no break
from me because I got your number. It's a wrap.
All right.
I will haunt you. I will stalk you. I will burn your battery, bitch. Play with me, is it?
Now, remember, Shawnee, we on spiritual feeding. We on spiritual feeding, but I'm definitely going to have you tune in to the women's show because we're going to be definitely talking about balance. I like that you called in and said that you don't know what you want to do, because that's the first show. What the first show is going to be about is balance. We got to get real and get to order with ourselves and order with our house. We divas and we mommies, and we definitely need order, man.
We do. I need something civil in my life.
Yes, we're going to get into some of this music and get some order on today, because I used to feel like that too. I ain't going front. I used to feel like that, like I'm all over the place. Mrs. all over the place. But you got to get to the point that you just get real with yourself, get honest and just move forward. And if you and some of us, yo, some of us are so happy with just being stuck in the same place. We ain't really going nowhere. We comfortable. I got food. I got clothes. I got a roof over my head. I'm comfortable. But a lot of us ain't goldfish no more. I started off as a goldfish, and now I'm a shark. I can no longer fit into that little goldfish bowl. But in order for me to get some success, I had to pass failure, y'all. And y'all got to remember that. Don't be clear that in order for you to get some success, you got to pass some failure. Because if you don't pass no failure, then you're not going to know what it is. You're not going to be able to get insight on the success. Because once you get to a successful point or part in your life, not at the top, you want to start to see people around you say, oh, okay, they dealing with some failure right now. They're going through some things right now. But the good thing about it, I got some insight because I already went through this. I've seen it's coming. I was already in the midst of this mess. I went through your failure, and you can be able to encourage somebody on today. I love what I do. I swear, I love what I do. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Oh, I'm about to play some old school for y'all. Shout out to the diva, MC Light, man. Shout out to her. She definitely know how to rock the party. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Go ahead and rock the party, man. This is definitely what it's all about. Because if you ain't doing that, you ain't doing nothing.
Rock the body. I rock the party that rocks the body.
welcome back, welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. I had to play that throwback MC Light, Puff Daddy MC. Who else? Missy Elliott and the Brat is on there. Gotta rock the body to rock the party. God rocks the party all the time. I'm talking to today. We've been talking about preparation all week, but today we talking about them dangerous deeds, y'all. Them dangerous deeds. The dangerous deeds is doubt, discouragement, and dispiritness, man. Dispiritness, man. I'm about to get to the hotlines in a few seconds. We got Rock and Rock Live in the building. But I wanted to say this right here about these dangerous things. We doubt things, we get discouraged, and we get dispirited by the most smallest things. But why do we talk over things we have no control or ability to resolve, y'all? Like, let's look at it. We work ourselves into a frenzy and forget the most important formula. Amongst the worrying, you know, amongst all the worrying about the family, the husband, the children, the jobs, the money, you know, prayer is the most important formula. And that's what happened to me yesterday. I was going through a situation, but I got down and I prayed. You know, we forget about the important relationship. And that relationship is our prayer relationship with God, man. God is so, so, so very good. I'm talking about the most important relationship is the relationship with the Lord, man. That's the best formula that we can use. That's the best defense. The best, that's, matter of fact, that should be the only defense. We forget about the most important relationship, and the relationship is our prayer relationship with God. You know, when we forget to communicate all of our concerns and our worries to our master, you know, we become weak and ineffective, y'all. When we become weak, we cannot fight effectively. And think about it. Therefore, we are guilty of letting the thief in. Sometimes we guilty. We let the thief in. We know that the thief comes to rob and steal, destroy our joy, man. He can only do this if we forget to pray. Thus not putting the righteousness of God. I just blew somebody's mind. I got Rock a Block Live in the building from Brick City. What's going on, Rock a Block?
Hey, what's going on, Ease?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We talking about them dangerous deeds on the day, man, that doubt, that discouragement, and the dispiritness, man. And I like, you know, what I just said about the whole situation. You know, we forget about, you know, the most important relationship, and that's our relationship of prayer, our prayer relationship with God. You know, when we forget to communicate all our concerns and worries to the master, we become weak and ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can't fight effectively.
Oh, I can dig it.
Touch on it today.
Dangerous deeds, I don't know, B. You know, it's a lot of dangerous things out here.
The dangerous deeds, the dangerous deeds actually goes up beyond doubt and discouragement and dispiritedness. Depression is another dangerous deed. Drugs is a dangerous D. Distraction is a dangerous D.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointment is a dangerous D. See, God is bearing my spirit right now because I'm talking about these dangerous Ds, and all I see, oh, is Women's to Women's Wednesday, the women's show that I do. When I'm talking about these dangerous deeds, God is moving my spirit to another show. God is moving this word on to another show. And it does. It is depression. It's a dangerous thing. I mean, seriously. It's a big, big dangerous thing. We gonna go to the hotlines. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building. Guru, what's going on?
I'm working, man. Enjoying the show. I've been listening to the whole show. I'm enjoying the show. What's good, everybody? Shawnee, what's good? I know Shawnee online. Rock, what up? Shout out to Black. You already know, man. Everybody tuning in. That's good money right there. That's how we do it. I'm enjoying the show. I like the Eddie Murphy joint, too. That was funny. That was a good show.
Yeah, good. I like the Eddie Murphy. Hey, Peachy Groove, what's a dangerous D for you and that you encourage somebody on today? A dangerous D, the three dangerous D's that I'm talking about on today is doubt, discouragement, and dispiritedness. Like, what's another dangerous D?
What's another one?
Yeah.
I mean,
that you feel that's a dangerous D.
Man, if you ask me throw another one, I'd rather kind of comment on the ones you just brought up. I mean, because that's covering a lot. That's covering a lot. I mean, because if you know, you gotta use your faith to overcome the doubt. You know, I mean, especially if you're holding on to something real, you gotta use your faith. So I mean, whether you gotta stand up for what you believe in. That's basically how I operate. That's how I get down. And I've got a strong faith. I've got a strong belief in what I'm doing. So, I mean, those who love me, those who understand, they riding with me. So I've got a lot of people that believe in what I do. And, you know, it's from a business standpoint. But everything that I use is coming from God first. My talent and what I do comes from God. And so I appreciate that first when I wake up. I appreciate the fact that, you know, I have my faith, and I wake up with that faith, and I push on with it.
And that's definitely what's up. You got to wake up with the faith. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, and we talking about these dangerous D's on today. We talking about the dangerous D's of doubt, discouragement, and dispiritedness. We got the hotline opening up. We got Brick City live in the building. Brick City 973-286. This is your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on, gangsta? Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Can you hear me? Y'all be patient with me. Gangsta, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, welcome to the show, man. What's going on?
What's up, baby?
Not that we talking about these dangerous D's on the day. We getting our spiritual feeding on today, and we talking about dangerous D's. Gangsta, can you do me a favor? Can you get somewhere a little bit more quieter?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Get somewhere more quieter because we want to get your opinion. We want to hear you clearly.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. That's what's up. We talking about dangerous D's on the day. Man, a lot of people got doubt within they self and their ability. You know, a lot of people is discouraged by when they get up and look around every day, they're discouraged about what they see, and then they get dispirited, man. You know, what's a dangerous D that you want to put out there for the people, you know, even if you want to talk on the ones that I just said, but what's a dangerous D that you have experienced?
Drinking and driving.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk on that a little bit for us, gangster.
Just don't drink and drive. That's all, mama.
I know that's right. Definitely don't drink and drive. And a lot of lives has been lost to drinking and driving. A lot of children. You know, and even with the big law going on now with the whole drinking and driving situation, it's crazy because they throwing the book at you now. You get caught drinking and driving.
Yeah, mama. Good hand from you, dog.
No problem. I thank you for tuning in to the show, Gangsta Brick City, live in the building, man.
All right, baby. I got to go. All right.
No problem. But, yeah, I like that one, drinking and driving. Rock the Block Groove, what y'all think about that one?
Well, who you asking first?
I'm asking Rock the Block. Rock the Block, can you hear me? All right, Groove, what you think about that?
I mean, that was a good point. That's a good point for all your listeners. I mean, you're out in the club, you know you're driving, you should have a designated driver. Simple as that. If you're going to watch a game, like this is football season, if you're going to watch a game, you got to be conscious. If you need a ride from your situation, which is, you know, you should be very mindful of that while you enter, you know, before you even get to where you're going, you know, then things work out. You shouldn't be thinking about it after and then taking a chance with nobody around to get you home safely. You're endangering your lives and you're endangering others.
And you're definitely right about that situation as far as the whole drinking and driving thing. And, you know, you can lose so much by drinking and driving. There's no need. If you're too drunk, there's no need for you to move, even if you got to go and sit in your car and don't move until you pass out, you know, lock your doors or whatever and pray for the best, because, honestly, you put your own self into that situation. And that's real talk right there. You put your own self into that situation right there. But, you know, I'm not going to drive under this talking about, yeah, I got it, drinking and driving. You don't have it because your judgment and your vision is impaired because you're drunk. Because you're definitely drunk. I know a friend, you know, who was drinking and driving, drugging and driving, and smashed his charger. I'm talking about did it dirty. It was a surprise, you know, by faith of God that he survived it. That he survived that. So, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. It is definitely going to be what it's going to be at the end of the day. We just got to keep our faith in God. Just like Guru said, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I give God the glory. Let's talk about a positive D, devotion. Devotion to the Lord. Devotion to, you know, waking up each and every morning and being devoted to the Lord, being devoted to God's word. How about that? Pray for some deliverance. Pray for God. That's another part. Thank you, Lord. Guru, you see that? Thank you, Lord, for the positive D. Pray for some deliverance. This is how you can go. You can go to the Lord and say, Daddy God, you know, I know that Satan and his demons are often behind the hurtful things that have been done to me. Convict the people who hurt me and make them see how they are allowing themselves to be used by the enemy. I pray for deliverance from any and all satanic things or satanic attacks. Give them knowledge of how to obtain and maintain their deliverance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God is so good on today, y'all. We talk about some dangerous D's. Let's talk about some positive D's. But you got to fight for it. You got to fight for it. Just like you would fight for your child. Just like you would fight for your job. Just like you would fight for your relationship. Fight for the Lord. Fight. Don't just start giving up. But in order for you to fight effectively, y'all, and I said this, I said it before, we forget about our most important relationship. And the relationship is our prayer relationship with God. We forget to communicate all of our concerns and worries to the Master. And what happens when we do that? We become weak and ineffective. When we become weak, we cannot fight effectively, y'all. Therefore, we are guilty of letting the thief in. We know that the thief comes to rob, steal, and destroy our joy. But he can only do this if we forget to pray, thus not putting the righteousness of God in. We're going to get Rocker Block back on the line so he can give his opinion about the situation. Rocker Block.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, all righty. What are we talking about, the dangerous D's or the positive D's?
Well, we can talk about the positive D's. Why not? Let's talk about the positive D's. I just talked about deliverance.
I even said
devotion. Go ahead.
I was going to say doers.
Doers.
Doers of the word.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that that's a positive D.
Mm.
Thanks.
That is a positive D.
There you go. Positive D.
Mm. I like
doers
that.
Of word.
Doers of the word. Doers. That's good. I know I ain't perfect, but God still loves me, man. I'm telling you. Doers of the word. We is reinforcing this word on today. And just when you think ain't nobody listening, everybody's listening. Just when you think ain't nobody watching, everybody is watching. But the most important and most important person that you want to listen and to watch is God. That's who I want to see. That's what I want my life to be the victory of.
And if somebody see you doing something, they won't, you know, you doing something bad, they won't tell you. You know, your haters, they won't be like, oh, don't do that. They'll watch you fall. And if you're doing something good, sometimes they still don't say nothing for you. But I'm talking
and that's crazy. That's crazy that you said that, Rocka Block, because we be doing something wrong, and we think that nobody see us doing something wrong, but they see us doing something wrong. But how is it that you can sit there and do something wrong, and ain't nobody gonna tell you that you're doing it wrong? Like, you just do it anyway. And we know we got that gut feeling. It's that guilty feeling come in. It's that good angel, bad angel, good angel and the devil come on your shoulder and be like, look, you know God is watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's angels everywhere. It's angels are everywhere, y'all.
We'll call them omnipresent.
Mm-hmm. Who is that? Sisera, in the Bible, in Judges 4:17, it says, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I said that right there, and sometimes, when we...
I got you reading that word.
I am reading the word.
You got the NIV version?
Do I got the NIV version?
Yeah.
No, I got the King James version.
Oh, okay. It's a good version.
Yeah. But the reason why I said is, you know, where can we flee from God's presence? Let's think about it. Where can we go where God can't see us? There is nowhere we can go. Wherever we go, God is there, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a story once about a doctor. You know, he returned home, you know, from basically an exhausting day. He was real tired. He was tired and real weary. You know, when he got to the house, he sat in his big chair, and he sorted through the mail. And when he was going through his mail, there was a knock at the door, and a small child was admitted crying, and he kept saying, you know, come see my mother. She's sick, and she needs your help. You know, the doctor put on his coat, and then he went with the small child to see about his mother. And after treating his mother, the doctor praised her for having a well mature little girl, you know, who led him to the house. You know, and surprised, the mother told him that her daughter had passed away previous years. Since then, the woman had lived alone. This woman may have thought that she was invincible to God. You know, having maybe lost her child, and, you know, perhaps she felt abandoned and alone. But let's not forget, but God was with her. God reassured her of his love by bringing a doctor to her bedside. You know, she could not hide from God. She went into a dangerous depression. She lost her child, and she went into a dangerous den. How crazy is it that that doctor got home from a very weary and tiring day? He was sorting through the mail, sitting in his big comfy chair, as we all got our special chairs, and there was a knock on the door. There's a little girl crying, "Come see my mother. She need help. She's sick." The doctor got to the house and started bigging the lady up like, "You got a very mature little girl." She told the doctor, like, my daughter died years ago. But you can't hide from the Lord. Where can you go on earth, or where can you go, period, to hide from the Lord? There is no hiding from him. God reassured her that he is alive and available in her life. And God is alive and available on your life on today. So whatever that you're doing that you try to hide, you're not hiding. God sees you.
Wow. Forgive me. You saying that the little girl wasn't really her daughter? It was just
no, the little girl, she was her daughter, but her daughter had died years before that. Her daughter had died.
So it was like an angel. Three or four.
It was like an angel. That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Angels are everywhere. That's right. Angels are everywhere. Put it together, rock a block. That's what I'm talking about. The little girl was an angel. Yeah, angels are everywhere. Angels are everywhere, y'all. It's always somebody. If you got a blessing on today, if you got a blessing yesterday, tomorrow, even in the future coming, God is always blessing you. But in order for you to get your blessings, you got to lift your hands up to receive it. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up to receive that blessing. Lift your hands up and say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for giving me and being that your word is yes and amen." Who knows about the word being yes and amen?
That's right. Turn your volume up on your praise.
Yes. Yes. I want to touch on this real fast, Rock a Block. I don't know where this came from, but a lot of people, first of all, hating on the church is unnecessary, and it's stupid, and it's dumb. But a lot of people say, "Oh, they always want your money. Look at the pastor with a nice car, a pastor with a nice house, the pastor this, and with the nice suits, blah, 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 blah." Rock a Block's church, which I love it, has a PayPal account for the church.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can still send your blessings, you can pay your tithes and your offerings through the PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
See, I love that part because God moved with the times. He created everything, but he moved on somebody's spirit to say, "You know what? We need the, first of all, that the church is a storehouse, y'all. Storehouse." So he said, "You know what, for those people who can't make it to church, but who really want to pay their tithes and whatnot, and they can go to PayPal and pay it from there." I think that's hot. I don't think that's being greedy.
Nope. It's very convenient.
Your church is of service to the community. See, the church supports the community regardless. But the community don't support the church regardless. But I think that that's a great and savvy way for people to pay their tithes and offerings. I think that's cool. I still think that's cool.
I was happy when I found out about it. I'm real happy.
I know that's right.
I didn't have to go. Because, you know, I go to church all the way, like, two, three cities away from me. So it was like, I didn't have to go all the way out there. I could just jump online. Felt real good.
You jump online and hit the PayPal up. You can hit it up with your credit card, your Visa, your MasterCard, or you can do it from your PayPal account. Why wouldn't they have a donation button for the church on the website? We got a website. Why? That's what PayPal made. That PayPal got a pay now button. They got a donate button. They got it where you can put it in descriptions and stuff. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, y'all.
Okay.
I like that.
You can use your smartphone to pay it.
Oh, If you got a smartphone, you can go right online and pay it as you move it around. I got to work this Sunday, but I'm still going to pay my tithes. I'm still going to get my tithes and offering. You want to keep the house of the Lord open. And y'all a lot of people think, oh, I gave $20 to the church. $20 ain't keeping the church open. Silly rabbits. Hey, Guru.
Yeah.
Future Guru 100.
I'm right here enjoying the show.
What do you think about the church having a PayPal account?
Nothing wrong with the church having a PayPal account. The church is doing business. The church, most churches have websites, so why wouldn't they have a PayPal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that idea. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. And guess what, y'all? It's prayer time. I love prayer time. I have to say shout out to everybody that tuned in to the show today, everybody that tuned in, called in live online, everybody called in to the show, and everybody that tuned in live online, everybody that retweeted, I am with and spread the word, everybody that sat with their family and listening right now, you know, don't worry about, I just thank y'all, first of all, and don't worry about those dangerous deeds. Watch out for the dangerous deeds, man. Don't let the dangerous deeds separate you from the word of God and also separate you from the family. We're talking about preparation on today. It's time to get prepared, man. I need all minds open. I'm going to mute y'all out of the line, y'all, because I need silence. I need all minds open, all spirits open, all hearts open. Father God, we thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, we wouldn't have neither one of those days. Father, wherever you are, wherever you are, Lord, we thank you on today. And I say on to the people today, whenever you are discouraged and dispirited and begin to doubt God, remind yourself that you are His child. And as a child, when you diligently follow him, you will find that he is generous, and gracious, and always answer prayers. Remind yourself that I'm a child of God. He gives me the things, and he gives good things to them that ask him for it. You will notice how the dangerous deeds quickly fade in your mind when you put God first. Father, we thank you for choosing us today. And Father God, I thank you for choosing me. Thank you that I am your child, Lord. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider, Lord. Father God, please help me to stand in your promise, not wearying and nor doubting. Father God, help me to stand firm and strong, knowing that Satan can no longer touch me. I give you the praise always. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Y'all make sure y'all tune in later on today to Feed the Wolves, 6 p.m. West Coast and 9 p.m. East Coast. We feeding the wolves. We got Mikey T, the movie star, live in the building. Make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third, and know that God is always watching, and angels are everywhere, man. I'm out of here, y'all. Be blessed. God first, family second, career third. I'm going.